Do you know what happens when you replace your regular old electric water heater with a new electric heat pump water heater? You boost your savings. A lot. In fact, Energy Star estimates that a family of four will save an average of $550 a year on their electric energy bills. And your new heat pump water heater can pay for itself in as little as 3 years. Level up with a heat pump water heater. Go to levelupmywaterheater.com to learn more.
What's up, everybody? Dylan Brooks here, your friendly neighborhood guide to conquering the day, one awesome morning ritual at a time. Now, let me ask you something. When was the last time you genuinely celebrated yourself? I mean, not just that casual, good job, after nailing a presentation or crushing your workout, but a real, heart-to-heart celebration of you, as an individual. We live in this crazy world where it's so easy to get caught up in the hustle, comparing ourselves to others, chasing that next goal, and forgetting to simply acknowledge our own awesomeness. But here's the thing. Self-love isn't some fluffy, feel-good concept reserved for Instagram captions. It's the foundation of a truly fulfilling life, the rockstar fuel that powers your focus, creativity, and resilience. Today, we're diving deep into the incredible power of self-love. Trust me, this isn't about becoming some arrogant narcissist, though who doesn't secretly want to be just a little bit narcissistic. It's about cultivating a deep sense of appreciation and respect for yourself, flaws and all. Because let's be real, nobody's perfect. We've all got quirks, insecurities, and days when we feel like we're wearing last week's sweatpants on the outside and the inside. But that's okay. Here are 5 game-changing takeaways to get you started on your self-love journey. 1. Self-awareness is your secret weapon. Ever feel like you're running on autopilot, reacting instead of responding? That's where self-awareness comes in. Take time each day, even just 5 minutes, to check in with yourself. What are your thoughts and feelings? What triggers you? Recognizing these patterns is the first step to breaking free from them and cultivating a deeper understanding of yourself. 2. Ditch the comparison game. This one's tough, I know. Social media can feel like a highlight reel of everyone else's perfectly curated lives. But remember, what you see online is often just a snapshot, not the whole story. Focus on your own journey and celebrate your unique strengths. You are a masterpiece in progress, and comparing yourself to others is like comparing apples to oranges. 3. Practice radical acceptance. This means loving yourself unconditionally, even when you make mistakes or stumble along the way. We all screw up, it's part of being human. Instead of beating yourself up over past blunders, learn from them and move forward with compassion for yourself. Remember, you are worthy of love and acceptance, flaws and all. 4. Fuel your body and mind. You wouldn't put cheap gas in a Ferrari, right? Treat your body and mind like the incredible machines they are. Make time for nourishing foods that fuel your energy, get enough sleep, and engage in activities that bring you joy and peace. When you take care of yourself physically and mentally, it radiates outward and creates a ripple effect of positivity in all areas of your life. 5. Set healthy boundaries. This means learning to say no when you need to, prioritizing your own well-being, and protecting your energy from negativity. It's not selfish, it's self-care. Just like an airplane needs oxygen masks to function properly, so do you. Ever find yourself stuck in a loop of self-doubt? I know that feeling all too well. A few years ago, I was constantly comparing myself to others, feeling inadequate and overwhelmed. It took me hitting rock bottom before I realized that the only person I needed to impress was myself. So, I started practicing self-compassion, treating myself with the same kindness and understanding I would offer a dear friend. It wasn't easy at first. There were days when the old doubts crept back in, whispering those insidious lies. But I kept pushing forward, one small step at a time. I began journaling, meditating, and focusing on my strengths. Slowly but surely, I started to feel a shift, a newfound sense of confidence and self-acceptance. It was like lifting a heavy weight off my shoulders, freeing up space for creativity, joy, and authenticity. The takeaway here is simple. Self-love isn't a destination, it's a journey. And guess what? You get to be the author of your own story. So, ditch the comparison game, embrace your imperfections, celebrate your wins, and never stop believing in yourself. Remember, you are capable of amazing things. Trust me, I see the potential in you, even if you don't always see it in yourself. So go out there and rock your day. And hey, if this resonated with you, share it with a friend who might need a little dose of self-love today. We all deserve to shine bright. Until next time, keep those positive vibes flowing, and remember, the world needs your awesomeness.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.